Please take your seats as we invite Wendy up to read us scriptures. Thank you.
I'm sure, like me, we've got some lovely stories can continue over coffee when we finish a service. This morning's reading is from Hebrews 10, starting at verse 19. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the Most High place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from the guilt conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. Let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Amen. Well, on this NAIDOC Sunday, I'm preaching on Keep the Fires Burning. We've got more technical problems. Could the person doing the slides put the first one up, please? And I just mentioned that the person shown in that slide is someone who has died. Loitra O'Donoghue was removed from her mother in South Australia at 2 years old and grew up at Colebrook Children's Home, 700 kilometres south of where her mother was. Loitra grew up to achieve many firsts, such as first Aboriginal trained nurse, and worked as a nurse for 10 years. Loitra was the first Aboriginal woman to address the United Nations. She was also the first chair of ATSIC, which was a committee that advised Parliament and represented Aborigines. And so the long list goes on. There was also another first. She was the first Aboriginal person to go overseas as a missionary, and she went to the north of India to relieve the missionaries there, who at that time would go there for about 6 years before they had furlough to come back. It was such a long journey. So that's not often said. Earlier this year, on the day when Loitra died, there were many references to her long list of achievements, but it was not until they interviewed Pat Anderson, another advocate for Aboriginal needs, that Pat mentioned that Loitra could only be such an advocate for her people and working for change because the fire that was burning in her was her strong Christian faith and trust in God, and that sustained her over her many years of service to her people. Our Bible reading for today was chosen by Christian Aboriginal people at Common Grace. That is a Christian organisation that has about 60,000 Christians who support four different justice issues, and one of them is about is for Aboriginal people. Some of you will remember that during COVID, Brooke Prentice from Common Grace came and spoke at one of our Zoom services. Our reading from Hebrews today is not part of our series of Hebrews, where we've been learning about Jesus, who he is, what he's done for us, and why we have faith. It's one that was chosen by these Aboriginal Christians. That's why it's different to our series. Last Sunday, Julie spoke about our faith and examples of faith recorded in the scripture and our need to have faith in Jesus. Well, today on NAIDOC Sunday, I will refer to some Aboriginal Christian people with a strong faith in Christ. And I will use the word Aboriginal, as I'm comfortable with that, maybe showing my age, but some prefer Aboriginal, some people prefer First Nations, some people prefer Indigenous, and others prefer to be called by the name of the tribe that they belong to. It just varies from place to place. Not one is right. And the focus suggested by Common Grace of his NAIDOC Sunday is part of those verses that are on the screen there, verses 23 to 24. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. That is the faith, the verses that they wanted us to consider. The writer of Hebrews reminds us that Jesus taught by word and example, and that we are to live out our faith by loving our neighbour and doing good deeds and helping people, showing compassion and welcoming the outcast. The writer to Hebrews tells us to encourage one another, to love others and do good deeds. This includes working for justice. And this is what Loitsu did. Some of the things that she worked for, and a few people might remember this, was the yes vote in 1967, when a large percentage of the population voted in a referendum for Aboriginal people to be counted in the census for the first time. And this led on to them being recognised as citizens of this country. Loitsu advocated for Aboriginal women to be nurses and for men to be admitted to apprenticeships. There were many restrictions on what they could do and where they could live and when they could be where in town and when they had to leave. There were towns they couldn't enter till the sun came up and they had to leave before sunset. There were a lot of restrictions. And they were also often the last to be attended to in shops and in clinics. Students at Noongalinya, when I worked there, and I finished working there at the end of 2010, would tell me that they would often be served last when they went into a shop. Not every shop, but some shops. And that's only 13 years ago. So some of these things have been real problems. And Loitsu worked constantly to improve the welfare of her people. She chaired many committees, all working to improve the lives of Indigenous people and bring about justice. She lived out her Christian faith by loving and serving her people. If we could have the next slide. I don't know if anyone here recognises Phyllis there. Some of you will remember a few years ago when Reverend Phyllis Andy, along with Reverend Kathy, visited us from Gippsland. And Phyllis told her story of working to start an Aboriginal clinic because they were always treated last when they went into the clinic, no matter when they went in, and sort of got second-rate treatment. I well remember I was standing over there interviewing her, and she looked at me and she said, "Joy, you know, if you'd come into that clinic after me, you would have been treated before me as a matter of course." And Phyllis had great skills and she worked very hard to get an Indigenous managed clinic going for Aboriginal people in Bairnsdale. And if we could have the next slide. This is Rodney Rivers is an Aboriginal pastor in the Kimberleys. And he was part of a Creole Bible translation team. When we met us, he was very keen to work with us on Bible translation. And one day he told me the story of how when he was a small boy, the new owner of a cattle station, who had promised that all the Aboriginal people could stay there, put all the children on a truck and drove them over 200 kilometres to Fitzroy Crossing and dumped them on the unsuspecting missionaries who knew nothing about this. And they cleared the adults later off his property. His mother had to walk all the way to Fitzroy Crossing to find him. And Rodney's my age, another thing that has happened in my lifetime. And Rodney and Phyllis are both friends and colleagues of mine. And there's many stories like that out there. Today, many Aboriginal Christians are working to improve life for their people. They need us to support and stand with them to help keep the fires burning so they can continue to work for justice and to change things. Like we've all heard recently that children as young as 10 are being put in prison, and that needs to change with better ways to deal with the problem. There's lack of rehab programs, but a willingness to give licenses to bottle shops. And to pray that their children, especially in remote communities, can get a better education and better treatment for chronic illnesses. Next one. Keep the fires burning is the theme for NAIDOC week this year. Fire needs to be kept burning to be useful. Fire keeps people warm, provides heat for cooking, cleanses things, and promotes new growth. When I go to visit my son and his family in Eden, you drive up past a lot of burnt out trees where the major bushfires were about 5 or 6 years ago. Just goes on and on. But last time I went there last year, it's all new growth. And I well remember an Aboriginal person saying to me, when I commented about a burnt out tree on Pentecost Sunday, I was at an Aboriginal ordination on Groote Island, she said, "Joy, fire brings new growth. It's good." So fire does indeed bring new growth. So as Christians, what can we do to keep the fires burning? How can we stand with Aboriginal leaders and Christians to keep the fires burning? Now, I believe there's somebody volunteered to come and move these logs. I've got, thank you, Reuben, I think it is that right? Okay. As I mentioned, each new log. As Christians, there are four logs that we can add to the fire to keep the fires burning. The first one is keep your faith strong. We need to look after our own faith when we get involved with justice issues. As part of living out Jesus' teaching to love our neighbours and care for outcasts, we need to guard our hearts, because there is a danger we will become so consumed with the issue that we forget to stoke our own fire to keep our faith in Jesus burning. And I have seen people still be a strong advocate but lose their faith. So we need to stoke the faith of our own fire in order to be able to work with Aboriginal people on these issues. That way, we will have strength to last the journey, which can be long, to bring about change. Remember Loitcha. The second log is Christians need to pray. We can pray and ask God to work to bring about a just outcome of whatever the issue is. We serve a mighty God who is above all other things and who delights to answer prayer, and prayer can can change things. We can pray about reconciliation. We can pray for fewer children to be removed from their homes. I was shocked to learn recently that the rate of removing Indigenous children is close now to what it was during the Stolen Generation. So we need to ask God to change that situation for better education for Aboriginal children and better access to health services to deal with chronic problems. When Pastor Doug Nichols, who was known for his skill as a footballer and working for his own people, became eventually the Governor of South Australia, some of the staff at Government House were somewhat amazed to find that Pastor Doug was holding prayer meetings at Government House, because Pastor Doug believed in the power of prayer, and he wasn't going to change things just because he was the governor. He kept on praying. He was a wonderful Christian man, Pastor Doug Nichols. So we need to pray for Aboriginal Christians who are working for better outcomes and living situations for their community. Now, the third log is be informed. Discover what Aboriginal Christians are doing to serve God and encourage them and pray for them. Now, there are some possibilities. We've already heard about Noongalinya College today. And that college has up to nearly 300 students a year, and they can come from up to 100 remote communities. And it's wonderful to see everybody working together at Noongalinya. Bush Church Aid, who I also worked with for a number of years, has three Aboriginal couples who are serving in communities. Or CMS has got people supporting Aboriginal churches in Arnhem Land. And Bible translation is still happening, and it is being powered along by Aboriginal people wanting more of God's word in their own language, in their heart language. God is working through Aboriginal people, and we need to help keep the fires burning. Log four, adopt a justice issue. What interests you? Find an interest, one issue that interests you, and Google it, and whatever, read books, to become informed and encourage and pray for Aboriginal people working for justice in that area. Some current issues are Aboriginal people have the highest rate of rheumatic heart fever in the world. That is a disgrace in a wealthy country like ours, and it needs to change. Aboriginal people need to have a say in their own affairs. It is just amazing how many white people lob into a community for a few hours and think they know all the answers. One good example of consulting with people in one community where there was some problems, the women spoke up in the end and said, you know, if you gave us a few streetlights, we could see what was happening and do something about it. Fairly simple, straightforward solution. Support reconciliation and a healing of the wounds from the past. Or education might be your thing. So we need to be informed and to keep the fires burning, as it takes a long time to change things. Thanks, Ruby. We need to encourage those who are leading the move for change. It takes courage. So become informed about the issue, talk about it around the kitchen table and with your friends. It all helps to keep the fires burning. Today I wonder if God is asking you to consider how you can add a log to the fires to support First Nations people as they work for justice. Or is there a way you can encourage Christian Aboriginal people and their leaders as they lead their churches and work for justice in the wider community? And they are often the peacemakers in their communities. I'm going to conclude by reading a prayer written by Safina Stewart, a strong Christian Wuthathi Mabiyag woman. Safina wrote it as a prayer for First Nations people, but we can also pray it. So let us pray. Creator God, you are the sustainer of life, the composer of creation song. You taught our elders how to listen to country's rhythm, to stand to protect, sustain, and care for country. Open our ears and inflame our commitment toward creation justice. We walk together to keep the fire burning. You are the celebrator of language, kinship, and culture. You have taught our communities how to be resilient. Renew and encourage our disheartened spirits. Restore our peoples to flourishing. Overflow us with vision. Guide our paths. Give us comrades for the journey. We walk together to keep the fire burning. You are the firekeeper, the creator of time and place. You remember the silenced and ignored stories. Your stories connect us back to your love to fuel the flame. Quicken our memory to your way of justice, hope, and love. We are black, loud, proud. We will keep the fire burning. We walk together to keep the fire burning. You are the holy God of truth and justice. You hear the cry of our hearts, our laments, and our mourning. You comfort and accompany us. We experience your faithfulness and peace. Blaze us with your love and presence, holy God of truth and justice. We walk together to keep the fire burning. You see the spirit of restoration and healing. You gave Jesus to show us how to live in right relationship. We take our place to listen, learn, and build understanding. We walk together with honor, respect, and celebration. We walk together to keep the fire burning. Amen.